Ecuador stages copycat mine collapse. Stay tuned for UnNews. De Octubre, 2010, Quito, Ecuador. In the wake of the heroic rescue of 33 miners from the San Jose mine in Chile, Ecuador has had a mine collapse of its own. However, this mine shaft is only 150 meters deep, only four miners are trapped, and no one is paying attention. Miners on the minus fifth story were trapped inside the gold mine in Portobelo, 400 kilometers south of Quito, which seems to be the capital of Ecuador. The mishap occurred when a trolley used to transport miners and ore jammed on the tracks. The mine is owned by the Ecuadorian mining company, Oro Ar Nosotros. The Chilean disaster transfixed the world for 69 days. Corporations around the world donated relief supplies, from innovative stink-proof socks to Pop-Tarts, and showcased mining technology such as fiber optics and the gigantic drill bit that opened the rescue shaft while avoiding all the miners. Deputy Mining Minister Jorge Espinosa said, quote, "It would be nice if we could get some of that stuff too," unquote. Edwin Javier Manrique said rescuers had reached one spot but had found no miners. He said rescuers are digging toward a second likely spot. The number and names of the miners were provided by survivors of the mishap. The company confirms that the four are missing, but that's not unusual. Manrique is the mayor of Tasco Municipality in Boyaca Province, doubtless somewhere near the fateful mine. Ecuador, reportedly in South America, has had no good news recently. President Rafael Correa recently survived what he calls a mutiny of policemen and Air Force officers, some of whom he taunted from an upper window of a hospital during a protest march. He has been arresting a lot of them. Fortunately, unlike his predecessor, no one has ever accused Correa of having watery sperm. The country hopes for a months-long drama and the prospect of watching miners face certain death as a relatively cheerful distraction. Ecuador is separated from Chile by the buffer state of Peru, where nothing is going wrong recently and all the mines are competently managed by foreigners. However, President Alan Garcia is studying a disaster that might put his country back on the map. Quote, "If not a mine collapse, we can always recall all the money and replace it again with new currency worth 1,000 times less." This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.